Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain's Labour Party swept into power Friday after more than a decade in opposition following an apparent landslide victory. Labour leader Keir Starmer will officially become Prime Minister later in the day.
Because tonight people here and around the country have spoken, and they're ready for change, to end the politics of performance, a return to politics as public service. The change begins right here, because this is your democracy, your community, and your future. You have voted. It is now time for us to deliver. Thank you very much.
Starmer will take charge of 10 Downing Street hours after the votes are counted, replacing Conservative leader Rishi Sunak. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reporting U.S. President Joe Biden's latest pitch to stay on the job.
President Biden is stating his case to stay in the 2024 race. In the week since his shaky debate performance, the president has been talking to fellow Democrats, and now the message is to voters.
Had a bad night, and the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake.
On the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media in Wisconsin, the president says 90 minutes from the debate doesn't cover what he has done in office.
We're going to win this election. We're going to just beat Donald Trump like we did in 2020. We're going to beat him again.
The president will need to do more to convince Democrats he is ready for another term.
I am feeling panicked.
Ellis Johnston in Minnesota doesn't think Joe Biden is the best candidate for the Democrats. As far as alternatives,
I don't know who that person is.
A source tells the AP some Biden financial backers are holding off or canceling upcoming fundraisers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After hours of heavy rains and winds that left a path of destruction in Jamaica, Hurricane Beryl is headed toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center said late Thursday. U.S. tourist Miriam Citra told the AP she was visiting Tulum, Mexico, and plans to ride out the storm.
I figured I'd rather be stuck in Mexico for an extra day than go back 2 days early to the United States. So went out and bought a bunch of groceries, figured we'd get the last of the sun in today, too. And then it's just going to be hunker down and just stay indoors until hopefully it passes.
Forecasters say Beryl is set to move over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico Friday night, then move northwestward, across the Gulf on Saturday. Beryl struck the Cayman Islands Thursday, bringing heavy rains and strong winds as it moved away from Jamaica and towards the Yucatan Peninsula. The storm has killed at least 10 people, but officials say the death toll may increase as communication is restored on the islands. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on the latest developments involving Israel.
Hezbollah militants have fired over 200 rockets into northern Israel. This is one of the heaviest barrages in nearly 9 months of fighting and comes a day after Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. Israel says that one soldier was killed in this latest barrage. Hezbollah began attacking Israel almost immediately after Israel's war with Hamas erupted last October 7th. Hezbollah says the fighting will not end until there's a ceasefire in Gaza.
That was Joe Fetterman reporting. The Israeli government, has approved plans to build nearly 5,300 new homes and settlements in the occupied West Bank. A monitoring group said Thursday, the latest in a campaign to accelerate settlement expansion aimed at cementing Israeli control over the territory and preventing the establishment of a future Palestinian state. Brazilian police indicted former President Jair Bolsonaro. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
According to inside sources, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is being indicted by police for alleged money laundering and criminal association in connection with undeclared diamonds the far-right leader received from Saudi Arabia during his time in office. In March, Bolsonaro was indicted for falsifying his COVID vaccine records and those of family members. He lost a re-election bid in 2022 and then was banned from seeking political office for 7 years because his supporters stormed federal buildings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And for details and much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.